country, with no civilized amenities such as one would have in Europe. With the coming of the cold, Ma put out food every night for the wild creatures who otherwise would have died of starvation. The raccoon was very grateful and came to our window every night. Canadian badger came as well, but the most amusing episode was provided by Mouse. Rouse was doing some washing in the basement one day when a very pleasant, well-spoken mouse came and sat on her foot. "Lemming, but Mouse is good enough for me." This mouse formed a firm attachment for Buttercup and she seemed to be equally attached to him. The monkey episode. Nothing at all surprised us about Buttercup. "Manners, thief, and not eat the fellow," said Misku. Rouse had many pleasant moments together in the basement. I assured him that we would not harm him, so he took no notice of us but just mooned about after Buttercup. It gave way to spring and we were glad to leave that place and move to another nearer the shops available for the Gov. In desperation he wrote to the Prime Minister of Canada, to the Minister of Immigration, and to the Minister of Labour. To care in the slightest, these ministers appeared to be even worse than those in other countries. Is so uncultured, so unfriendly. In a motel. Cheers. Or, thief, said Misku, you should write a book. I turned it over. Illness of the night, when both of us were awake, I discussed it with the Gov. I said, do you think I could write a book? Sure you could, thief, he replied. You are a very intelligent old granny cat. But I can't type, I protested. Then you shall dictate it to me and I will type it for you, thief, he said. And the typewriter, the Grey Olympia, which already has typed the third eye, Doctor from Lhasa, and the Rampa story, dictating judgment, and with Misku to help me, I have at last finished this book. Do you like it? Isha's department. Throughout the years since the third eye first appeared, I have had a tremendous amount of mail, and up to the present I have always answered that mail. I'm no longer able to reply to any mail at all unless adequate return postage is enclosed. To my publisher for forwarding to me, because one have asked my publisher not to forward any letters. Lifetime of free postpaid advisory service. Publishers are publishers, not a letter forwarding service. Several thousand people encloses return postage, and the cost is so much that I can no longer undertake replies. Such peculiar things too. Here are just some. There was a very desperate letter from Australia which reached me when I was in Ireland. The matter was, apparently, truly urgent, so at my own expense I sent a cable to Australia, and I did not even receive a note of thanks. Gentleman in the USA wrote me a letter demanding that I should immediately write a thesis for him and send it by return airmail. He wanted to use it as his thesis to obtain a doctorate in Oriental philosophy. Close any postage, it was merely a somewhat threatening demand. The third person, demanding my credentials. Satisfactory to this person would he consider placing himself under my tuition, provided that there would be no charge for it. In other words, I was supposed to be honored. I do not think he would like my reply. From Tibet and cluster around his bed in the astral at night, then he would be able to feel more happy about astral traveling. The people write to me and ask me everything from high esoteric things, which I can answer if I want to how to keep hens and one's husband. So if I do not reply by return airmail, I will ask you not to bother my publishers. In fact, I have asked them not to send on any letters to me because they are in business, as publishers do need an answer. Although I do not invite letters, I have an accommodation address. Empa, BM, TLR, London WCI, England. I do not guarantee any reply, and if you use this address you will have to provide very adequate postage because the letters will be forwarded to me and I shall have to pay. So I shall not be in a sweet enough mood to reply unless you have made my expense your expense. At least by the time forwarding charges are paid,